relying on these proxies, Iran can, at any given time, foil any agreement.
Lieberman heads the ultranationalist party that's the second largest partner in Israel's governing coalition. While he's not directly involved in the current peace talks, his comments illustrate the hardline pressures facing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Warren Levinson, New York.
11 people are reported missing in landslides in Mexico's southern state of Oaxaca. Earlier, authorities had feared hundreds had been buried following rains. The area has been battered by the remnants of a hurricane followed by a tropical storm. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Imagine for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with the constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That important message proudly brought to you by Clean Girt Grain and Seeds in Sterling. They're another local concerned and involved business working toward a safer, drug-free environment for all. That's Clean Girt Grain and Seeds on the air because they care.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is our good friend Bob Fletcher. And Bob has really been an investigator for a long period of time, since he was actually entrapped in the Iran-Contra affair many years ago, lost his business, and testified before Congress on several occasions, actually did research for congressmen, and was certainly working with Sonny Bono. Sonny Bono was going to open congressional hearings just before his unfortunate skiing trip, when he died under very, very mysterious circumstances. Well, Bob has done a number of DVDs. We have his DVDs certainly on weather control, on the assassination of President Kennedy, on the assassination of Sonny Bono. A number of different DVDs, all available from Radio Liberty, or you can get them from Bob. He does a good job putting them out. But this morning I asked him to be with you. We don't usually have him here on the morning program, but he has so much good information. Why, we just wanted to have you have an opportunity to hear him and perhaps get in touch with his ministry. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Hi. Okay. I'm trying to get awake here. This is bright and early for me now.
Maybe I ought to start doing my morning program more frequently. You know, I have to do this every morning.
Yeah.
You go right ahead, though.
Okay. Well, we're, as you say, on the Sonny Bono situation, I had completed a very thorough investigation on the behalf for Sonny, and it was predominantly... Mostly on drug and money laundering and drug operations, and the connection.
This was CIA.
It was actually right. It was the drug connections of several top people in the White House at that time, or it was linked directly back into the White House, and of course the agencies, the Central Intelligence Agencies. And some of the other intelligence agencies. And of course, it's not correct to say that everybody in the CIA or everybody in the FBI or everybody in these different agencies are corrupted. But it only takes a few of them, and if they're at extremely high positions in any of our agencies or in the appointed administrative offices, they are always they're given a kind of a pass. It's like the old diplomatic immunity thing, where nobody looks at these guys, and if their investigations start to get close to them, any of these personalities at the higher levels, they always come in and they say, well, now this is going to involve top secret or secret information if you investigate it, so we're not going to go any farther than a certain degree.
And it's always in the name of national security. We have to keep concealed from the American people the corruption, certain elements, the dark side of the CIA involved in drugs. And people who talk about it, either they are silenced one way, or like Gary Webb, who committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make certain he was dead, why he was no longer a threat to the Central Intelligence Agency.
Right, and they can get they just have gotten away with, well, of course, the perfect term is they've gotten away with murder, and they've gotten away with all of this by stepping in and just saying it's top secret. And in many, many cases or situations, when we start investigating them and getting down right to the heart of the problem, we find out that they were a part of an intelligence operation. In other words, what I'm saying is they were doing something that would have been classified as a legitimate operation, but over kind of on the side someplace, they happen to be using the same people or the same airplanes or the same information or the same offices to carry out criminal acts. And of course, again, we're talking primarily drugs. So what at that time I had completed this investigation, which, by the way, the investigation itself that I gave to Sonny is available to anybody that wants it, and it's called The CIA and Drugs. And it's on a DVD form, and it is the very same DVD that I passed on to Sonny. And the reason that we did it that way was that because we actually had live interviews with many major drug operators and drug smugglers who physically live on our video, on our DVD film, and on our cameras actually gave the names of the people, how they did it, where they did it, and when they did it, and what we were talking about. And, of course, we have documentation to cover it all as well, and that's all on the DVD. So I passed this on to Sonny. And he was very busy at the time that I originally gave it to him, and it took quite a bit of time for him to finally get around to it. And then I received a phone call from Sonny's office just before the Christmas break, and this would have been the Christmas break of 1997 that we're talking about, going into the new year of 98. And what took place in the phone call basically was, we've got great news. Sonny is going to be, for the first time, on the Congressional Intelligence Committee, and he has set up the ability to actually subpoena the people that we're going to be investigating or we're going to be asking questions of. And now this is a big deal, but it's also unusual because usually the...
Well, Dr. Stan, Bob, are you there?
Okay, the gremlins got us that time, I guess.
You go right ahead.
They'll just finish what we've been saying.
Hold that. Here we're coming to a break, so we'll be back in just a moment here. But, of course, shortly after, Tony was all set to go ahead and investigate the CIA and drugs, and then he has a fatal accident. We'll be right back.
Care. Starline Christian School in operation since 1980 and state license is a program. Family Center, Bible Instructor, and Social Academic Program. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley College, the Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and 2 blocks from Jacksonville. Grants are available to the following
cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, First Bob Pletcher. We're talking about the strange accident where Sonny Bono died, a skiing accident. But there was much more to the story, especially if you examine the autopsy findings. But nobody wanted to look any further into it. It was just a skiing accident, interestingly. There were 2 skiing accidents done close together at that time. Another very prominent person died at that time. And I'll never forget a cartoon in one of the papers at that time. It showed a fellow dressed up like a tree, and it said, well, I guess we can't use that technique again for some time. But go right ahead, Bob.
Right. And so to get to the basic of the reason, just a lot of people say, well, gee, well, you know, why would they eliminate Sonny? Well, as I said, he had set up so that after the Christmas holidays of 97, going right into 98, the very first thing on the calendar was a full inquiry with the added part of being able to subpoena. That is, they can ask questions of the people involved, and if those people do not answer the questions, they can actually be put in jail until they decide to cooperate. And that was a big deal with this particular investigation. And, of course, the very idea that we'd have a congressional intelligence inquiry aimed directly at a handful of people that were seated in high positions in the government at that time relative to drug smuggling would really have been a devastating investigation. So I received the phone call. They said they're going to go ahead with the investigation. That was great. That was about 10 days prior to my shock of finding out that Sonny Bono had been killed on the ski slopes in Nevada. And, of course, my initial reaction, of course, was that there's something wrong with this. You know, this is too coincidental that 10 days after giving the the thumbs up, the go-ahead on the investigation, Sonny was dead. But I didn't have anything other than my gut feeling, and I called my close friend at that time in Washington, who was Sonny's number one man, his assistant, running the offices and et cetera. And when I called him, and as a matter of fact, this is a person I had worked with for like 4 years, he would not take my phone call. And so I said, okay, that's pretty strange. So I'll let that go for a little bit, and I did, and I called back again two or three times, and he never, ever spoke to me again after Sonny's death. So now that changed my attitude to really concern that Sonny had been taken out, and I couldn't, it was really overwhelming. I couldn't believe it. So I pursued right away, I attempted to get the autopsy, because I'm not one to jump to conclusions, and you can't make assumptions that people are murdered or something like that on the basis of a couple of phone calls or the lack of calls, et cetera. So I started chasing the autopsy and associated myself with some of the people that were also looking into it, which included Sonny's mother, who felt from day one that Sonny had been killed. Had been murdered, and but to my surprise and to her surprise and the lawyer that was representing her at that time, we couldn't get the autopsy. The autopsy, which by the way should have been available, and I understand if you have to take out some of it, that's fine, but the autopsy basically should have been available and released to the public, and it was not. So it took quite a while to finally be able to actually get a copy of the autopsy. When I received the copy, right at the very beginning, I was absolutely shocked. Because in the very first page one of the autopsy itself, led me farther to believe and to realize what had happened. On page one, in the actual written material by the forensic officer at that time, it pointed out that there was a tremendous amount of blood on the back of Sonny Bono's clothing, and it was enough that it actually soaked through four layers of clothing on the back. He had a jacket, he had another shirt, and he had another shirt, and then he had long john underwear. And this blood had soaked through four layers. Now, Sonny's injuries were totally and completely to the right front forehead area of his skull. So there was no reason for him to actually have blood on the back of his jacket and the rest of his clothing. When there was a clear look at his back, it was discovered, of course, that there was no injury whatsoever that would have caused that blood. So the question right away is, where did all of the blood come from on the back of Sonny's jacket? Excuse me. My assumption is that in the midst of a scuffle, actually, and I'm assuming with probably two people, that the blood on the back was very likely that of one of the assailants, that he had somehow been set up and that two people had confronted him, one of them holding Sonny by the back, putting him in some kind of an arm hold or something, and the other one, who would have been a left-handed person, striking him in the skull on the front right forehead area. Now, when we looked at the injuries described and measured and very carefully laid out and written down in the autopsy, we also discovered that, in fact, the injuries were curvature to the bone itself in the skull that would fit that of a barrel of either a 9mm or a 45 caliber pistol, as if he had been pistol whipped by a left-handed person kind of an arm hold by a secondary assailant. That secondary assailant probably had gotten himself a bloody nose in the scuffle, and there would be, of course, the reason for all the blood on the back of Sonny's jacket, since, again, he had no wounds that would have been any place near the back of his jacket. And sometimes you get what they call transfer blood in injuries and situations like this, but that usually is very minute. It would never, ever approach the amount of blood necessary to thoroughly soak through all four layers of his clothing. That would be impossible on a blood transfer. Then when you look farther into it, some of the other really technical startling points was that there was nothing was called in a head-on collision where the head of someone strikes either, let's say, a windshield at traveling at a high velocity, or if the head strikes even the bottom of a stairwell if you've fallen down, or if you run into a tree at high speed, you would automatically, almost 90% of the time, you get what is called a contra coup injury, and that is the bruising on the backside of the brain from the shaking or the impact of the brain going forward and then bouncing back within the skull, and it almost always is a bruising of the back of the brain. There was none of that in Sonny's case also. That did not exist. Well, now what does that mean? Since he had serious injuries on the front, but no contra coup injury to the back of the brain, again, this shifts the gears and makes it look and appear that he was, in fact, struck by an instrument of some sort in the front of the head, and that he did not hit the tree at any high speed. Then I was able to get live footage that was taken immediately after the incident of the entire area, including the surrounding trees and the land, lay of the land. And again, this is a big point, is he was discovered 120 feet off of the beaten path, the regular ski path. He was inside the treed area or the forested area by 120 feet. He also, therefore, had to go around the trees. Now, this is a regular kind of an entertaining thing for a very good skier. You can kind of go in and out of trees and kind of go left and right and around. But what happens there is you do not generate the speed that is required in this case to kill a person. You cannot generate this high speed that you would get going down a clear hill while you're going left and right and back and forth on a somewhat of a flat area terrain. And additionally, we discovered that there was about an 18-inch tree down, buried in the snow directly in front of a log, a down tree, and directly in front of the tree that he supposedly had struck at high speed. Now, what that means, looking very specifically at the very tree itself, is that he would have struck the log with his skis before hitting the tree itself. So he was not going to be able to hit the tree hard enough to kill himself. That was just another small point. Then, as we look farther into it, we realize that on the inventory of the police and the autopsy forensic expert, they do an inventory of everything when the person comes in, all their clothing, et cetera. Sonny was wearing a knitted wool hat, the typical pull-down ski mask, ski-type hat. That ski cap and his goggles are missing completely from the autopsy, the list of goods in the inventory. The goggles he was wearing and the cap is gone. I don't know why that would have happened. Would somebody have taken it? I don't know. That maybe doesn't make sense. Unless, at the very scene of the event, if the person that was had gotten him a bloody nose had scooped up the hat and used it to put on his nose to hold, to keep from bleeding all over the place after the event, and took it on with him. Now, that's possible. But the big point is not that so much, but that the tree, pieces of the tree, foreign matter, bark and things like that, would have been on that hat. And maybe that would have proven that I'm wrong, that he did hit the tree. But since the hat's gone and the glasses, the protective protective lens glasses were gone also, we have no way of finding any of the debris. And we found out, again, from the autopsy itself, there is no foreign debris, no matter of any sort at all found in the wounds. There's no foreign debris from the tree in the wound. Well, you certainly can't hit a tree at 30 to 50 miles an hour, which is what they were claiming, and do these depressed skull indentions into the head and kill a person but without leaving some debris. And apparently there was none whatsoever in the wounds. So what we have here, it appears, from their own technical information, that Sonny was probably killed by two people, a left-handed person striking him with in the head with a pistol, pistol whipping him and killing him. And again, when I contacted the sheriff with my investigations of his death, I was set back a little bit of surprise to find out that the sheriff himself, who was the one that did oversight of the autopsy, is still the sheriff in place.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher here at the American Freedom Network.
Hoover and Harris CPAs in Greeley remind our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris CPAs in Greeley, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family, and they're on the air because they care. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Starline Christian School in operation since 1980 and state license is a program. Family Center, Bible Project, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, the Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from that. Transfers are available to the following tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher, who does a lot of investigative reporting and has put together a number of wonderful DVDs, which we keep. Incidentally, Bob, that one you had on the CIA and drugs, is that a CD or a DVD?
It's available on the DVD.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and get out your website and how people can get in touch with you if they'd like to.
Sure. If you're interested in the investigations of either Sonny, which we have completely done in the DVD form, or the reports done to him for him, and or any of our other investigations, you can go on our website. Go to our website at BobFletcherInvestigations.com. It's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And it'll show you all of the reports that we've done that are available to you. And also, of course, you can contact us through the website, or you can just email us at news@bobfletcher.info. That's news@bobfletcher.info. And that's our email address. Either way, if you're interested, we'd be glad to see that you get copies of the investigation. There were several other little points. And again, I have to point out, you know, I was really at the very earliest point, obviously, since my friend in that I was dealing with for like 3 or 4 years with several different bits of information and investigations in Sonny's office, when he never called me back again, ever. And by the way, I found out later that 2 or 3 other people that had gone back as many as 13 or 15 years with Sonny as close advisors also were never spoken to again by the same representative out of Sonny's offices. So that all of a sudden added certainly gasoline to the fire in terms of that something was amiss, that they had been scared off or had just simply been ordered to stand down from looking at this thing any farther.
Now, you started to tell us something about the sheriff just when we went to the break. What was that about?
About what? Excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, just before we went to the break, you were starting to talk about the sheriff and his investigation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yes. Yeah, the sheriff, which this is really terrible because the sheriff for Douglas County is today and in the last few years still the very same sheriff that, in fact, handled the oversight of the autopsy. So when I contacted him for his assistance or for help to look at this a little more seriously, he literally is a guy that would have to say that he had messed up and his people had done an improper conclusion, and that it was his mistakes that were showing up. So, the bottom line, obviously, is it slammed the door shut on any good cooperation of the legal department relative to looking at this thing more deeply. I had contacted directly to the elderly person that had, in fact, carried out the autopsy, and his name was Dr. Polisari. He has been retired for a couple of years, and his response was kind of interesting, as a matter of fact. He didn't get defensive at all. He simply said that all of these things I have raised are very serious, interesting points, and that if I wanted to go any farther, that I would have to contact the sheriff. So Of course, what he did was throw me back into the office of the same sheriff again that certainly was not going to cooperate. And although he was polite, he absolutely no cooperation whatsoever. And I have to point out there was an even, believe it or not, with all of that that I pointed out that indicates that things were amiss, there's even more technical parts of it. There was, upon getting a thorough autopsy of the neck of Sonny, there was also no injury, not even a bruising or the smallest amount of injury to the back of his neck or to his neck at all. Now, why is that important? Well, again, it's one of these things that if you hit a tree head on hard enough to be killed, in many cases, people that die from the broken neck. You're obviously, it doesn't take you don't have to be a professional autopsy doctor to realize that if you hit that hard at that kind of a speed that would have required, that your head going back rapidly like that would certainly show bruising in the internal tissues, if in fact not breaking the neck itself, and there is no bruises to the neck at all. And again, this is one of these technical points that where it takes, it would be like 95% chance that there would be injuries, and there were none whatsoever. So again, it was just another one of the finite points that's in the autopsy that just doesn't fit, just does not. And when you view, and you have the opportunity to do that, if you get our DVD on Sonny's murder, which is titled Destiny Denied, if you get that and look at it, you'll also see that area that I was describing where the trees are down and there's a big boulder, a big, huge rock right next to the tree, et cetera, that he supposedly had hit. And you'll realize also that he could not pick up enough speed to properly to hit head on. Additionally, on live video, the sheriff himself, right after the accident and in the autopsy, it also is explained that Sonny apparently did not put his hands up in front of his face to ward off running into the tree. So here we have, again, one of these involuntary actions where you're going supposedly 30 miles an hour into a tree head on, and he fails to put his hands up to protect himself from hitting the tree. Now, that is unto itself almost impossible. You know, if I throw a ball at your face, let's stand 2, 3, 4 feet in front of you. If I throw a ball or swing at you, you're automatically going to put your hands up to protect yourself. It's not even a thought process. And apparently, according to the autopsy and the sheriff, Sonny did not do that. Well, if somebody was holding on to your hands, as I indicated in some kind of an arm lock, and held them behind you while another person struck you, that condition would be such that you wouldn't be able to put your hands up. So everything aims in one direction. And again, when you get back to saying, why would they ever kill Sonny, and why on the ski slopes, and well, that's kind of strange and all. Number one, they had to make it look like an accident. There have been many murders of important people, investigators, and even a former Central Intelligence, the chief of CIA, who was found supposedly drowned by falling out of his own rowboat.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Film Network.
For the
the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
The Colorado Right to Life annual banquet will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the Renaissance Hotel, located at 38th and Quebec in Denver, Colorado. Reception begins at 6 o'clock and dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $75. Support the Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Bob Fletcher. Bob, before we go on, could you just briefly mention that story about Congressman Larry McDonald, another very honest congressman who basically already threatened the establishment, Robert Welch of the John Birch Society, and died. Larry McDonald was going to take that over. He was going to make the John Birch Society an effective force in trying to educate the American people about what was going on. And then, of course, he was on his way to Korea. He was going to, of course, reorganize the John Birch Society as soon as he returned. And he was on the flight 007. And, of course, we were told everybody on the flight died. It was a terrible tragedy, but there were many people who said no. That initial report said the plane landed there on Sakhalin Island, and everybody was taken off the plane. And what was the story that you had heard from somebody up in Canada about Congressman Larry McDonald?
Right, and again, this is another typical example. Just like so many people and some reporters and investigators that disappear or are killed when they're real close to exposing some really major information, the numbers are huge. And in Larry McDonald's situation, I had directly been contacted back when I was in the middle of doing two or three investigations for a couple of different congressional inquiries, and this particular gentleman was telling me about a Russian priest who was hiding out in Canada, had actually escaped from the gulags in Russia, and had been in prison, he claimed, been in prison in this particular location for several years with Larry McDonald, Congressman McDonald. And he said that the priest had said that he was actually in a cell adjacent to Larry McDonald, and that they had conversed or signaled or somehow talked to each other, and that this priest had information about Larry McDonald's daughter, one of his children, and specific things that other people would not have had. And at that time, he was asking that I go to Canada and interview the priest and get the information and try to do some more investigating on the fact that Larry McDonald was, in fact, still alive, several years after the shoot-down of Flight 007. At that time, I was, like I said, I was doing so many things and was not in a position to just run off to Canada and do this, and it was unfortunate, but that was where the story sort of stops. I was given, by this fella, I was given a map that actually showed the exact location of this prison camp where Larry McDonald was said to have been held. And I did double-check through sources, et cetera, I had at that time, and it appears that there is one of these major gulags located at that location. So at least that part of the story rang to be true. So, again, it's one of these frustrating things. We were unable to go farther with it at that time, and so it sort of falls short. But, and as I mentioned very briefly, we have the former head of the CIA who had been involved with so many scurrilous activities, died also in one of these accidents where his boat, theoretically, he fell out of his rowboat and drowned to death. And when you go back on the details of that story, and I mention this just because my opinion is that he was also murdered. When you go back on that story, his wife tells the story that he had, for some reason, not even told her that he was going out in the boat out in front in the lake in front of their home, and that he had left his breakfast only partially eaten and had just gotten up in the middle of his breakfast and ran out and got in a boat, apparently, if you believe that story. So I guess, you know, that was also one of these fishy kind of situations, and not to be, no pun intended, one of these unusual situations where another one of these people that had, he had talked about coming forward and cleaning the slate or coming forward the same as Bill Casey, those of you who remember William Casey, was also the head of the CIA. And during the Iran-Contra investigations, he had told a friend in his office that he was going to come forward and talk and sort of spill the beans or clean the slate as to some of these activities that were illegally carried out while he was in office with the CIA. And he came down with a stroke the following day and never regained consciousness and died in the hospital. So, you know, you have these extremely high-level people, and they seem to all die from unusual accidents or what have you. And I must mention this. In reference to Sonny's situation, which I started to mention earlier, we ran out of time. Sonny, basically from the bad guys' point of view, those that were going to be investigated, and they know who they are because they're on my DVD, they're mentioned specifically by name. These guys that were about to be investigated, they had to eliminate Sonny that week. He had about five more days, and he would be back in Washington and to start that investigation. If he had died after he had started the investigation, obviously they would have continued it. Maybe not as good, but they would have continued it. The death had to appear to be an accident, because if they had just sent somebody in, one of their mechanics, as they refer to him, and had killed him, just shot him or something like that, then it would have been investigated as a murder. They couldn't have that either. So he had to have an accidental death within the next 5 days before he got back to Washington.
Well, we're out of time, Bob. It's a fascinating story, and I do hope some of the listeners out there will want to get the DVD, and it is available. Anyway, God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us, and hope you can be with us again sometime real soon.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
As parents, we try to make sure our children grow up in an environment that is safe. Each year, many American children ruin their lives through the abuse of drugs. We can't shield our children from all that's wrong, but we can take time to encourage our children to say yes to life, education, and a great future, and no to drugs. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I'm just standing back here at the American Freedom Network, and once again, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Bob Fletcher. We do have a four-tape set on Larry McDonald. There's no question that they did survive the crash, but of course, they couldn't let the American people know that the American government worked in concert with the Russians to basically make sure that Larry McDonald never came back to the United States. This has happened to other congressmen. Hale Boggs was on the Warren Commission. He didn't believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was actually the lone shooter. He was the dissenter on the Warren Commission. When his plane went down in Alaska, where they knew where it was, but they would not allow anyone to go to rescue the people. Actually, Nick Begich's dad was on the plane as well, and you can check with Nick Begich. He told me the story. They tracked it down. The FBI knew where he was, and they left him there to die. Could this sort of thing really go on in the world today? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we live in an evil and fallen world. We do carry that DVD of Bob Fletcher's on the death of Sonny Bono. We carry his DVDs on the murder of Kennedy, on weather control and on mind control. We carry a number of Bob Fletcher's DVDs. You can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and find out. We have a number of his DVDs as well as a number of other DVDs on all sorts of things on mind control. The Operation Monarch is, I think, a very important DVD, very well done, about the mind control programs they have. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis when a nation turns its back on God. Why, of course, God brings his judgment on that nation. I will tell you that intelligence officers have been suggested that they have an organization, and many of them are leaving the country. They've been told we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and you better start making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. Now, several things, of course, we do want to mention. We're having an all-day conference on the 17th of October. That's the 17th of October. We'll have a lot of information there on making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead, books, DVDs, things like sheltering in place, a DVD that tells you how to secure your home in case of a biological, chemical, or a neurological attack, nuclear attack. But if you come to our conference, we'll have all of our material there. All-day conference, 17th of October. You're going to need your reservations because we're serving lunch. And looks like we're going to have a great turnout again this year, as large, if not larger, than last year when we had about 180 people. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you need to get... You shall need the material to understand what's going on and learn how to present it to others. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, because it will explain to you how this all fits together. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness, the book, the DVD, the tape, or all three of them together in the Brotherhood of Darkness special. We have the book, Scarlet and the Beast. It's been selling on Amazon at $175. We have it for $49.95. It's over 700 pages. Going into the Masonic influence.